It's 8:40 on a Thursday morning with the Musers. Back in the 7 o'clock hour during Muse in the News, Gordo had the story of Christy Cooper. She is from here in Texas. She's been hospitalized because of the cyclospora infection that from eating iceberg lettuce, or we're not exactly sure how she contracted it, but she's been extremely sick, and she's done a lot of interviews about what this is like, these people who are infected, what they're going through. Well, joining us now via satellite from her hospital room is Christy Cooper. Christy, good morning. Do you have us?
You guys have me. I don't know if you can hear me.
Yes, we have you.
Satellite hookup. Good.
Yeah, that's a little better.
Thank you. I'm a big fan, by the way.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Thank you. Well, thank you so much for joining us, and we're so sorry that you're going through this. It sounds awful.
Thank you, Craig. It's one of those things that when you, I wouldn't say that I'm out of the woods just yet, but we're doing a lot better than we once were.
Well, good.
I'll say that much.
Okay.
You sound okay.
Yeah, you are okay this morning. Is that what you're saying?
George, I'm doing a lot better than I did, I would say, probably about a week ago. I was still having trouble, and now I would say it's probably down to about a minimum of trouble now.
Just a minimum.
Just now, louder. Just now.
Okay. Because, yes, some of the interviews that we read with you, it sounded really debilitating and awful, and it still sounds as though you're having issues.
Yeah. I hear
but
something.
You're saying it's better.
No, I'm doing fine. I'm doing a lot better. The doctors just came in probably 10 minutes ago and said that we're having Salisbury steak for lunch.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, you may want to stay away
from
that.
Tapioca pudding. But if I could...
Uh-huh.
I want to just use my time on the air to give a quick acknowledgement of the victims of Tropical Storm Bertha.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that's very nice of you.
I know that...
Yes?
That a lot of people are affected by tropical storms.
And
some people may have lost the roof on their... tool sheds.
Right. Well, that's very nice of you. Yeah.
You know, you were quoted as saying that you were experiencing...
I'm having a hard time hearing. If you could speak up, George, I'd appreciate
You were saying that in this newspaper article that they were the loudest, for lack of a better word, farts of your life.
They were, but I've had a good sense of humor about it.
Uh-huh. Have you?
As you can tell, I don't know if you read some of the news stories, but I certainly... Hold on just a second. I'm certainly doing a lot better now.
Christy?
Yeah, that's good.
Christy, are you sure you're okay?
You're making progress, wouldn't you say?
It's about progress, not perfection, is what I say.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to also say that I think I'm really rooting for the Rangers. You know, I know that
it's a big weekend.
It's a big weekend for them, and...
And what?
And I'm hoping to get out to the ballpark.
Oh, okay.
Well, I don't know if that's going to happen. I would think you'd need to get a little better before you could do that.
I'm fine.
You're fine.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm fine.
Well, so if this is fine, what were you going through a few days ago?
What was that like?
I've got to go.
Okay.
The nurse is coming in to deliver some new bedding, so...
Please go.
I'll see you guys later. Bye.
Okay. We'll see ya.
Oh, poor woman.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I guess she is getting better. She was able to do a live radio interview via satellite.
You guys are going to hell.
What?
Both of you are going to hell.
Us?
Y'all are both going to hell.
How do you know it was our idea? All right.